Hello, my friends. Welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast. For the 15th day of April, I am your host, Paul White, and I want to thank you for joining us here on the DDP, and I want to encourage you to visit deeperdaily.com for all of the audio drops, all 9 audio drops every week here at Paul White Ministry, 7 daily podcasts and 2 full-length sermons. Those go up on Wednesdays and Sundays. Deeperdaily.com is all of the audio material. Check it out. Book of Jonah, chapter 1. We have our title character jumping on a boat at Joppa, heading to Tarshish, which is the opposite direction, almost exactly the opposite direction from where he's supposed to go, Nineveh. Now, before you get to the story of the whale, which is easily the most recognizable and popular story of the Jonah story, before you get there, it's important to go down into the bottom of the boat with Jonah, where he goes into the vessel and falls asleep at the end of verse 5. He had lain down in the lowest parts of the ship and was fast asleep. And the captain came and said to him, "What do you mean, sleeper? Arise, call on your God. Perhaps your God will consider us so that we may not perish." And the reason they're perishing, or scared they're going to perish, is because there is a mighty tempest, according to verse 4, so heavy that the ship is about to be broken up. Now, I don't think you have to have a lot of imagination to see a man sleeping on a boat in the middle of a storm as being a precursor to another man sleeping on a boat in the middle of a storm. Remember, our Lord Jesus crosses the Sea of Galilee with his disciples, and they too are fishermen. They are accustomed to boat handling and storms. And yet they get halfway across the sea. Jesus is in the lower part of the ship or somewhere on the boat, resting, sleeping, and a storm hits that is so severe that these professional fishermen become afraid that they're going to capsize underneath the waves. And they wake Jesus up and ask him, "Don't you care that we are about to die?" Jesus stands up, walks to the edge of the boat, speaks to the storm, "Peace be still," and then turns to the disciples and says, "Ye of little faith." Now, I have shared that story with you probably 100 times. And I have always said to you, I've said to you the same things over and over so much so that you could probably teach that. And that is, first of all, if Jesus says, "Let's go to the other side," don't panic. You're going to make it to the other side. If Jesus is asleep in your boat, maybe you should be asleep in your boat. The lesson Jesus is giving is not learn how to rebuke storms. The lesson Jesus might be giving is learn how to sleep through them. But when you are awoken, when you do come out of your rest forcibly or voluntarily, you do maintain the authority to speak to the chaos in your life and see that chaos dissipate. And speaking is the logo. Speaking is not just words, but actions and deeds. You do have the wisdom of the heavens and the creative ability of God to be able to speak to the dark spots in your life and see things flourish in the midst of them. That is your right, and some might even say your responsibility. So if you are awake, go ahead and speak to the storm. But the preferred mode of transit when you're going through a storm in the new covenant is rest in the boat. Absolutely. And so for a long time, I've wrestled with, and not really landed on an answer until Jonah, wrestled with this question. When does rest stop being the preferred mode of travel across stormy waters, and when does it become evidence of laziness and apathy? Because you can rest, and I think you'll rest to the point in grace that people might think you're apathetic. Like, why don't you care? That was the question asked to Jesus by the disciples. But there is obviously a dangerous level of rest. We've seen it in people, and we call it laziness because in many cases it is, and they're doing nothing with their life, and they're not taking advantage of opportunities, and they're calling it rest or taking a break or figuring it out or finding themselves, but where does that cross the line? I think the answer is Jonah. You can rest in the boat while you cross the sea because you are so confident in your identity in Christ that you know the storm will not capsize your boat and you have learned to rest in the face of disaster. Or you can be Jonah. You can rest in the bottom of the boat because you refuse to deal with the storms on the outside and you refuse to admit to the chaos you have caused. And if you're not careful, while you sleep in that boat, everything you love will sink to the bottom of the sea. And you might ask, how do I know the difference? And I think that is the unique walk of every individual, and that's the personal responsibility of knowing that you are resting from a place of identity, going where He has told you to go, because whatever He says to you, do it, versus I know there's a better way for me to live. I just choose not to live it. And rather than dealing with my decisions, I'm going to ignore them. I'm going to camp out here in the bottom of this boat and I'm going to sleep it off. And I'm going to close my eyes and believe that the storms will go away. And they won't. There are storms that come your way that you can face because you are the child of God and you learn how to sleep through them. There are storms that come your way that are a direct result of the decisions you refuse to make and the stuff you refuse to pick up and the truth you refuse to tell. And you can't sleep through that storm without it costing someone something. Professional mariners, seamen, guys who spend their lives on ships, wake up Jonah, the prophet, and say, what have you done? And Jonah's response is, well, I'm a Hebrew. I fear the Lord, the God of heaven. He made the sea, made the dry land. And he says, what you're going to have to do if you want to get out of this is pick me up and throw me into the water. Now, I'm going to start there tomorrow because I'm so amazed at their response. And I would encourage you to go ahead and read Jonah 1. And listen to how the mariners respond to a man going, throw me overboard. Because that goes against everything that they've ever known. You don't try to kill people on the boat, you try to save them. But what I want you to dwell on today, going into tomorrow, is just think about where you are in this boat ride. As you journey across the sea, are you at rest with Jesus in the boat because he said, let's go to the other side? Or are you quote unquote at rest in the boat because you refuse to deal with the stuff? And that is a question only you can answer, and you can do it with the help of the Holy Spirit. See you tomorrow. God bless.